So your father takes a job in Washington, and then you have to change high school.
Yes.
And then you went to which high school?
Bethesda Chevy Chase High School.
I believe in your junior year.
Yes, large public high school.
And you were on the debate team there, I would imagine.
Yes, I was.
And I suppose a writer, too?
I did. I was editor of the school paper. Having grown up in a town with Milt Phillips, the crusading editor, I decided to become the crusading editor, so I wrote lots of editorials against our student government and other things that later the president of the student government, who became a federal judge, he still just remembers me as the pesky newspaper man.
As editor of the newspaper, which was the Tattler, you invited a young senator at that time to speak at your commencement.
Yes, I did. It was a remarkable thing. I was on the committee that picked the graduation speaker. I invited John Kennedy to come. He was not yet president. He was about to run for president. He agreed to come. So he spoke at our commencement, and then our baccalaureate speaker was Robert Frost, the great poet, who I'd gotten to know one day when I saw him walking down a street in Washington. He took daily constitutional walks. He was poet in residence at the Library of Congress. So I used to go park my car in advance and pretend to bump into him. He got wise to me, and he'd say, "Why don't you walk with me for a while?" He would recite his poetry to me, and it was a great experience, so I really got to know him. Then one day I asked him, I said, "I've been asked to ask you if you'd come." He said, "Yes, I will." So we had John Kennedy and Robert Frost. That was quite a duo for a high school commencement ceremony.
Yes. You graduate in 59.
59.
Thoughts about college? Your father probably wanted you to be a cattle rancher.
My father did want me to be a cattle rancher, but I think he'd kind of given up on that. But I did learn a lot of good lessons. I learned how to build a barbed wire fence, and I learned how to do a lot of things, because when other kids were getting to go off to the Saturday movies, my dad was packing a lunch pail for me, and off to the ranch we went. So I learned how to brand cattle and do a lot of other things. But I did it enough to know that that's not what I wanted to do the rest of my life. Molly and I now have a little 40 acres we live on. We get kind of claustrophobic in town. We love the space. And I think the love of the land came from my dad. But no, I didn't want to be a rancher.
Which school did you select?
I went off to Yale. My father, I don't know why he had this bias, but of course, having gone to Yale, then after that, I kind of picked it up myself. But he said, "You can go anywhere. I'll pay your tuition anywhere, but you can't go to Harvard." I don't know why I thought that, but he said, "They're just too snobbish. You can't go there."
But Yale was.
Probably went back to his idea of the class system, but Yale wasn't, so it was okay. So I debated between OU, because I really wanted to go home to Oklahoma. I had still most of my friends in Oklahoma, and Yale, and finally a lawyer in Washington, an elderly lawyer who'd gone to Yale, talked me into at least going up there and see how you like it. So I did, and I liked it, and I stayed.
You probably had some professors there that really you connected with.
Yes. Yes, I did. And that high school, Bethesda Chevy Chase, was a wonderful high school, and it sent students to all the great colleges and universities of the country. I had teachers, including my journalism teacher and my English teacher, who encouraged me to go to Yale. See if I didn't like it, okay.
I think you were elected as Speaker of the Yale Political Union.
I was.
Is that one of your first campaigns then?
Yes, one of my first campaigns, yeah. That was an interesting experience. My little brother, so to speak, the guy I mentored, who was a couple of years younger than me in the Yale Political Union, was a fellow named John Kerry, who became Secretary of State, and he was my mentee, so to speak, in the Yale Political Union. So we had a lot of experiences there. Again, as I said, I was a pretty conservative person, and I became very friendly with William F. Buckley, Jr., who had graduated from Yale and who had a home fairly near Yale. It was out in Connecticut in the countryside. I used to get invited to Sunday lunches at his house.
He was a leading conservative thinker at the
time. Leading conservative thinker, so I got pretty well acquainted with him and had a lot of interesting experiences with him. And he introduced me to Barry Goldwater, for example. So I had a pretty strong run across the spectrum of politics.